Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Big Bad Toy Store, where you can pre-order the newest waves of Hasbro Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends, and Marvel movie action figures. With foreign toys, high-end statues, prop replicas, hot toys, and more, Big Bad Toy Store is the first stop for Marvel collectors. Plus, check out their other great toys and collectibles, and use their bag of loot to save on shipping. Find it all at BigBadToyStore.com. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Marvelicious Toys, issue number 82. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And this is Justin.
And it feels good to be back. Justin, it's been a while.
It feels like it's been a lifetime. How old are your kids now?
Still unborn. Yours?
Well, I got one graduating high school, so, you know, it's been a while.
That makes me feel really old. It's not like I knew your son when he was born or anything, but to be friends with somebody who has a kid graduating high school makes me feel old.
Tell me about it.
It must be worse for you.
Well, we have a big show coming up. We have news of leaked Hasbro figures. They haven't announced them, but we know about them. We've got new figures for order online. We've got some exclusives. We've got a voicemail and a report from the Toy Man Toy Show last week. So we will get it started with
the Spectacular Store Report.
Well, Justin, my Tuesday morning was a bust, but I went to Gordman's and found something unexpected.
Always something unexpected.
I found a TJ Maxx by another name.
Yeah, they're the same.
They had Heimdall for $6.
Wow. Heimdall's just showing up everywhere now.
So check your junk stores, your discount stores, your TJ Maxx, your Ross Dress for Less, your Tuesday mornings. If you want Heimdall, that seems to be the way to go. Got a big sticker on the front, but hey, Heimdall.
Yeah, that kind of gives me hope that some of these other figures that never quite made it out that you've cooled in the past might yet see life at these junk stores.
Yeah, that is the sad irony, as I did buy Heimdall on eBay back when, you know, Thor was still in theaters. But I just can't let a bargain go by. I had to buy it again so I could save my money.
Yeah, the means it out, you know.
Exactly. The average price is now down to 15 per Heimdall. At least I didn't overpay. I still think 24 shipped on Heimdall back when I got them was pretty good.
Yeah, that's nothing to kick yourself over. You've had them for well over a year. Heck, Thor 2's almost out, you know, so it's kind of relevant. Some kids are shopping these stores finding original Thor stuff and thinking, hey, all right, getting some relevant stuff here.
And I'm definitely waiting for that Iron Man car from Hasbro to hit those stores, because you know it will.
Oh, yeah. Especially TJ Maxx. The TJ Maxx and Ross, those are the ones that get those vehicles. Gordman's not as much. It's weird that you found Heimdall at Gordman's, because they get strange stuff, but it seems to be in a different vein than what the other ones get.
I remember when we were at Toy Fair, and they were talking about that car that ejects your assembler figure, and they said, it's from a vital scene in the movie Iron Man 3. It wasn't until I was listening to the last podcast, when you guys were all doing your roundtable, that I'm like, wait a second, he never ejected from a car in Iron Man 3?
I'm starting to wonder if they put together a completely different cut of the movie to send out to these licensees. And showed them. Lego had a scene with a boat chase that they saw. Hasbro got a scene where Tony's shooting himself out of a car.
Maybe it was just a giant practical joke that they played on everybody. Ha ha, fooled you! We thought the movie would be way cooler, but no, these toys aren't going to make sense now.
I did hear an interview with Shane Black on another podcast, and they revealed that when they first did their cut of Iron Man, and this means filmed, and some of those animatics for the graphics, it was 3.5 hours long. And there was a car chase, and there was a boat chase, and there was, I believe, War Machine in Mark II armor. That would make a lot of sense. I picked up the Art of Iron Man 3 book, which has their original design sketches for all of this, and I'm going through it trying to find out exactly what plot details were there. None of it was in that young adult novel, but now I'm hoping this other book is going to tell me what the hell was in that 90 cut minutes.
I love you, but you're nuts.
This is the first time in a long time that I'm looking forward to a DVD and Blu-ray release for the extra footage. Normally, I'm just excited to get the movie, and I don't really care about director's commentaries and the extra footage and stuff, but I get the feeling there's going to be a treasure trove of extra stuff to look at when that DVD finally comes out.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if we only get maybe 10 or 20 minutes of cutscenes and not the full 90, though, because keep in mind, when you're watching Iron Man and Tony Stark's in the armor, he has no pants. He's wearing green spandex, and the legs of the armor are CGI'd in later. And for like the car chase and the boat chase, those were probably maybe pictures of a storyboard flashed out to set timings, and then they go, oh, crap. This is way too long. It's one of those where, like, they could make Iron Man 4 even if Robert Downey Jr. doesn't come back because they have enough footage.
Yeah, they just need to update the CGI and whatever armor he's in by time 4 rolls around.
They just, the only person they need to get back is Don Cheadle. Oh, he's talking on the phone. Tony, go get to the boat. You need to defuse the bomb. And then we see footage of a boat chase. Everybody's like, wow, War Machine stole the show.
It's the War Machine initiative.
But yeah, I think that the car chase, all of this, was in this 3.5 hour cut, early work print cut. And yeah, they just took a lot of it out. And so that makes me think nobody is going to be buying this car. Part of me thought, if it's such a climactic scene in the film, what if I can't get the car after the movie's out?
Wah, wah.
For once, I made the right choice.
Very nicely done. Yeah, that product has been, the whole line of Iron Man stuff has been pretty stale, with the exception of the 3 new 6-inch figures, which are slowly trickling out there to retail. You know, they've been available online, like we talked about, at Big Bad Toy Store and other places. But those assembler figures, they're all just sitting there. The 2 new ones haven't shown up yet. Like you said, that car, still sitting there. Even the micro mugs are still pretty widely available.
Oh, did you get me some of those? You were at the store the other day and they were on sale.
I did. Walgreens is actually clearancing out all their Iron Man stuff already. Now, I know we talked about those really cool tumblers that we got with the light up disco bottoms, and then there was a giant stuffed Iron Man, but they've got the micro mugs now, and I think they were under $3.
They were $2.15 a mug, so yeah. I had her pick me up 5 just in the hopes that one of them might be one I don't have.
Yeah, we never really revisited that. I wonder if some of those other designs ever made it out there, if there was just the initial shipment and...
I've got a lot of friends in the blind bag community these days. A lot of bag feelers out there are my posse.
Are they master bag feelers, Arnie?
One of them is. And
he knows who he is.
And none of them have posted on Facebook or the forums that they've spotted any of these other micro mugs. So guys and girl, if you're out there and have found these other micro mugs, let us know and we'll put it in our next show to let others know. But right now... yeah, it's kind of stupid, but it's like, I may have all of them, so only buy 5. But yeah, the 6-inch Iron Man Legends, we got a report on our Facebook page that the Fred Meyer stores, insert obligatory, this is, has no relation to the Midwest chain of grocery stores called Only Meyer, M-E-I-J-E-R. These are the Fred Meyer stores, M-E-Y-E-R, in the western region of the United States. And they had these 6-inch Legends on sale for $10 and some change, and he bought all 6 and got his Ironmonger for $60.
Wow. That's taking me back to the day. Remember when Legends were only $10?
I don't think I ever collected them back then. Was this back when your son was in grade school?
Pretty much. Pretty much. So yeah, I mean, those are new three ones are just starting to trickle out. And, you know, I've seen remnants here and there, but as of yet, I have not seen Ultron on the shelf, which is making me a little nervous because, like, we kind of thought earlier that since he's short packed, he might be a little bit harder to find.
He definitely is the hard one to find. I've gotten emails and people post on Facebook, is Ultron out? They just don't think he's out because they see the other two so prevalent and not an Ultron to be found. He is out. I've seen in person Ultron on pegs at Target. But yeah, he's the first one to go. And I think that part of it is because of Age of Ultron being a hit comic combined with less Ultron on the pegs.
Yep. Or somebody's hoarding them all and somebody's going to have the market cornered on Ironmonger heads.
I don't do that anymore.
Anymore.
I was at Toys R Us the other day and I saw that they have the new Iron Man 3 Minimates out. And I looked at them for a little bit. I almost bought them, but then I turned them around and they didn't have the set that I would buy. There was a set that had the Heartbreaker armor and that one was not sitting on the peg.
Action Figure Express had a buy two, get one free deal going on. And so I just picked up that entire wave, as well as the Best of Marvel Minimates Series 1 and 2. So I just got all three of those and got one of those sets free. I'll say it's the Iron Man 3 ones.
I've said before, I'm not a huge fan of the Minimates, but, you know, I'll pick some up here and there, and they look cool. The Iron Patriot one looks cool, and the Mark 42 with Mandarin looks pretty cool. But, like I said, the one that I really, really would have probably picked up on a impulse buy type of thing would have been the Heartbreaker, and it just wasn't there.
They did the Heartbreaker?
It shows it on the back of the packaging. I'm not sure if it's out, or maybe it's just...
Is that perhaps a Toys R Us exclusive set, I wonder? Because the set of eight I have, I see a Pepper Potts, a War Machine, a Tony Stark with hat, a Aldrich Killian, a Trevor, a Mark 42, an Iron Patriot, and then Tony Stark with a couple of suit-up pieces, the boots and the gloves.
I wonder if they have a couple different waves or, like you said, maybe exclusives going on, because the packaging I saw didn't have the Tony or Pepper. The packaging I saw showed Mark 42 and Mandarin, Iron Patriot, and an Extremis soldier or an Extremis human. And then the other one I remember seeing was Heartbreaker, and then that black and gold version of the armor.
You are right. And actually, what it is there's Heartbreaker and Tony Stark with a monocle, and then there are other Toys R Us exclusives, Iron Man 3. I got the Diamond exclusive Iron Man 3 Minimates. So there are four more sets if I want to complete that. I buy more Minimates than you do. I really come to appreciate the depth of the line, but I still pick and choose, which is why I got like the Best of sets, because I don't necessarily want all of the figures, but I kind of like getting a good Hulk and a good classic Punisher and things like that. So those Best of sets have kind of been calling to me.
Yeah, I can see that. Those four packs always catch my eye too.
I did pick up Captain America, the First Avengers Minimates at Toys R Us because they were on clearance for $3 a two-pack.
Wow, an actual clearance. I think all the Minimates at my Toys R Us say clearance, but they're still $7.50.
No, they had a whole bunch of these on clearance, and I've been actually buying them slowly as they appear.
Nice. Well, the other thing that I saw at Toys R Us that I don't buy, but Arnie, I think you've bought a few in the past, are those Amazing Spider-Man non-articulated 6-inch figures. Remember those?
I saw two new ones at Toys R Us. Yeah, an armored Spider-Man and a Doc Ock.
Yeah. Did you bite the bullet and pay for those?
I had a 20% off coupon that could only go to one item, so I held off on those. I'm waiting for another coupon.
But they were new enough that they caught my eye. You know, it was something new in that section that I was like, oh, look at that. Doc Ock with his crazy hair. But yeah, other than that, you know, few sightings of Marvel Legends at Toys R Us here and there, but the Archangel's always gone by the time you get there. It's a little bit slow going as far as Hasbro goes.
Well, then let's look at what's going on online.
Sales to astonish.
Speaking of Hasbro figures, I would like to welcome Marvelicious Toys' new sponsor, Big Bad Toy Store.
Yay!
Yeah.
We've talked about them a lot on this show already, even when they weren't a sponsor, because, truthfully, they're the best place to get Marvel toys. They have the best selection, hands down, of new and old, and they're the only place that sells by the wave instead of just by the case consistently.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Big Bad Toy Store just as a consumer. I mean, they have, like you said, a great selection of Marvel. They're the only place that does the waves individually like that. But they also had that pile of loot. And I don't know if you've ever taken advantage of that, Arnie, but I've only done it a few times because I'm usually so anxious that once something's ready to ship, I want it. But if you don't want to, you can just fill up your cart. And once you have a bunch of stuff ready to ship, hit ship my stuff and they'll save you on shipping by combining all of your stuff over the course of a few months.
Yeah, that's a very nice option. Also, I had my first customer service experience with them. We reviewed the Nendoroid Iron Man a couple shows ago, and I had a scratch on mine, I found out, when I was in the photo studio. And so I contacted them, and they, right quick, got me a prepaid shipping label to send it back, and I have a brand new scratch-free Nendoroid.
Nice.
So they've been great to work with. Like you say, the pile of loot. They're also the only store I have found stateside to sell certain international collectibles like the Nendoroid and that Hero iPhone case, the Revoltech items. Big Bad Toy Store is the only place I've been able to reliably find them. So I am so happy that they also like us and have partnered with us for this sponsorship. And speaking of those Hasbro figures, right now you can order Hasbro figures from Big Bad Toy Store, including the next wave of Marvel Universe. They call it 2013 Series 1. It's hard to believe that we haven't technically had a series of MU this year.
Yeah, year's almost half over, and here we go. We're finally getting a new series, but pretty exciting. We talked about that wave before. It's the new classic Rhino, Mysterio, Electro Wave, and also Captain America. So yeah, that's supposed to start shipping sometime around July, I believe.
It says third quarter, so it may be fall, which hurts.
Ouch.
Think of all the money you're going to have.
Think of all the figures they're not making. And if you're like me, I haven't even really seen the last wave of figures on pegs. I've never seen Professor X in stores.
Wow. Yeah, he started to ship a little bit better to Walmarts and stuff like that about a month ago. But it's still a little scarce out there, and I'm sure there's quite a few collectors who still need to get their hands on him.
So if you need that series, Jubilee, Blastar, and Professor X, you can order that wave in stock now at Big Bad Toy Store.
More excitingly, you can also pre-order the next wave of Marvel Legends figures. Now, this is the wave that's going to be one of those ones where I feel like maybe order your first set online, but there's going to be so many variants. Well, if they actually ever come out with the variants, but there's so many variants planned that you're going to need to do some additional hunting once you get these first initial five. Because I think nearly everybody in this wave has a planned variant, with the exception of Black Panther.
And Jean Grey has two to make up for it.
Yeah, three total Jean Greys. And you get, we talked about these all right after Comic-Con last year, but Scarlet Spider, then Wrecker from the Wrecking Crew is going to turn into Bulldozer at some point. And we get classic Hawkeye, and then that Ultimates Hawkeye that looks pretty darn neat. So this is going to be an interesting wave to track down, and I think maybe we should give ourselves a head start and just go ahead and order the set of five now and at least have some of them put to bed.
Yeah. Assuming these variants ever ship. I'm looking at you, Blade.
Mm-hmm.
So please, if you enjoy Marvelicious Toys, click the link to Big Bad Toy Store from our homepage or from our Facebook page. Like Big Bad Toy Store on Facebook. Tell Big Bad Toy Store in an email you heard about them on our show. And support Big Bad Toy Store because they support our show. And thank you for that. Also, I did some online shopping. I knew it was coming. And I really have fallen in love with the Lego Marvel line. And seeing them at Toy Fair, I'm like, oh, look at the cute little Mark 42 Iron Man. Oh, look at the cute little bearded Mandarin in his homeless garb. But last year, the Lego stores had an exclusive Hulk. And I was so glad I hadn't gone all in on the Legos so that I could buy something because it was free with purchase of 50 or more and get that Hulk. that Hulk ended up going for $50 himself online later. So I just waited this year, and I know we had an anniversary, and I kind of told Marjorie in case she was thinking about getting me those Lego sets because she knew I wanted them. I'm like, I'm holding off. I think Lego's going to do something. Let's wait till May, because they did it when Avengers opened last time. Sure enough, they are right now still offering an exclusive Iron Man minifigure versus a fighting drone. Not in the film, but might have been in some schematic somewhere.
Now, hey, I'm not as into Legos as you are as far as a lot of these sets. I mean, I dig Legos. I just don't pick them all up. What's the difference between this Iron Man and the one that's been out for a while?
I think what's different is this one has a flying fighter drone. I haven't opened him up to do a complete analysis. It's not that horrible removable helmet Iron Man that looks absolutely redonkulous.
Yeah, the head looks to be a little bit better proportioned.
It's definitely a Mark VI with the triangle. So it's an older Iron Man. It's not from Iron Man 3. But I wanted the Iron Man 3 Lego sets anyway. I'd held off, so I picked up all three and got myself the Iron Man and the fighting drone.
Very cool.
I also got myself their exclusive Spider-Man Lego keychain.
Of course you did.
I needed a keychain.
I know you did.
By keychain, you mean a Lego figure that's been glued together and had a screw put in his head, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Just making sure we're on the same page.
And speaking of screwed together,
this just in, news from the web!
So, rumors are swirling, pictures are hitting the web, but we have no official announcement from Hasbro yet. But I personally am getting a little excited for what I hope to be a Comic-Con exclusive. And I think we can all kind of glue together what this might be just by looking at the pictures. What I'm talking about is some pictures leaked of some Deadpool friends in the 3¾-inch line. I'm talking about Lady Deadpool, Champion Pool, Kid Pool, Dog Pool, and I'm hoping maybe there's a Head Pool somewhere in the mix.
I want Squirrel Pool.
Squirrel Pool would be great in this size.
He is super cute.
But all these together, the ones that have been shown, smell like a nice team pack. And a nice exclusive for Comic-Con.
It's niche enough that I could see it being absolutely perfect for the Comic-Con crowd. Now, some of these showed up on eBay, and I got a look at that Kid Deadpool. He doesn't look at all articulated, and they say he's 7 centimeters.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure if that's Kid Pool or that image looks more like it might be the part of a HeroClix or something more like that.
Almost a cake topper.
Yeah.
Holding lightsabers.
Yeah, they're green for some reason.
I don't know what that is, and so I didn't buy it. But it's obvious that the Lady Deadpool is your standard Marvel Universe female buck. And Dogpool looks like one of the Herbie-type additions that they would put in a team pack.
Yeah, sure. Non-articulated, pre-posed hunk of rubber. And Champion Pool is using, you know, the bigger buck of the Marvel Universe line. So I think we're seeing pieces and parts, but maybe not the whole picture yet.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if this is an exclusive at Comic-Con, coupled with the Boba Fett exclusive, I think I'm going to just have to take off my shirt, reveal my tattoos, and skip to the front of the line.
Unfortunately, every single person there has those same tattoos.
Damn it! I thought I was so original.
Do you have Boba Fett on one side and Deadpool on the other?
I have Boba Fett on my chest and, well, his Mando skull, and then Deadpool on my arm. So I think anybody who has Boba Fett and Deadpool attached should get a special line. It's only fair.
Well, I can smell Comic-Con. It's so close.
It's less than 2 months away. I know, we leave on the 16th to get there of July, and it's just kind of scary.
It's early this year, and that makes things worse. So I think that may be the case. I know, Justin, you were about to bite on Lady Deadpool on eBay. I think I talked you down for a change. I'm like, hold off, hold off. They wanted over $20 for that one figure. You're gonna find the pack. If it's not a Comic-Con exclusive, then you'll be able to order it online at Big Bad Toy Store for far, far less than $20 a figure.
You're right. It was the initial excitement of seeing that, and I was just like, ooh. But you're right. When we're standing in line at Comic-Con and I'm looking at buying that pack, I'm going to be thinking to myself, why did I spend $25 on one figure? I can't believe the cooler taught me patience.
He's like a Zen master.
Learn from my mistakes.
Do as I say, not as I do, boy.
I barely ever bite on early release items like this because you just know that you're going to have a chance at them at least. There's no reason to overpay just to have it early.
Hmm. Wait, did the Zen master teach you that? Because that doesn't sound like him.
But I think it was implied. It was in the tone of voice.
Okay.
I know. It hit your spot, though. It was Deadpool. That's what got you.
Yep. It was tough. I'm actually got to be honest. I'm having a little bit of an urge to head over to eBay right now, but...
She sold out. Don't even look.
Okay. Should I believe you?
Well, she did sell out, but if you look, I don't know if he listed more. He did not have more listed when I checked yesterday.
All right. Patience it is. See, I have resolve.
And one other piece of news came out since our last regular show, but somebody called in first, and so we're going to play that in.
Kick-Ass Callers.
Hey, guys. It's me, Tobiah. I'm calling because I just wanted to say that I am loving the Marvelicious Toys podcast, absolutely loving it, and I'm missing seeing you guys. I only get to see you guys at Comic-Con now, but most importantly, I want to say that I am super excited about 3A Marvel line, so please, any information you have about that, please share it with me, and I guess you could put it on Marvelicious podcast also, but most importantly, you know, share it with me. Anyways, can't wait for the next episode and look forward to seeing you at Comic-Con this year. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for the kind words. And yes, that is the other piece of online news is a teaser image of the first 3A Marvel figure has been leaked. It is Iron Man.
Kind of.
The way... one person put it on our Facebook page. It looks more like the Iron Giant than Iron Man.
Totally.
But I was wondering when we discussed this 3A news, would he be confined to the comic book style? The news we heard is they were comic-based figures, not movie-based figures. But it turns out I wouldn't say this is comic-based or movie-based. This is very much in line with the aesthetic style of the 3A figures.
Yeah, and to me it's a little bit of a relief because there's part of me that was kind of stressing the idea of having to track down 3A toys that I was completely in love with. And I'm not saying this looks to be a bad piece, it's just definitely not something in my wheelhouse. This style doesn't do a whole heck of a lot for me. I've said it before, I'm more into movie style stuff or ripped directly from comic book pages stuff. And this just that doesn't really fit into my collecting style. So I'm glad to say that 3A is not going to become one of my new vices anytime soon.
Ditto. I'm honestly relieved and happy that I don't like it. It's not that I don't like it. It's not that I think it is bad. I am only looking at a leaked image of a prototype. It's a box photo, really. It's some art. But yeah, I like something that looks like it represents either a comic book or a movie that I love. And while I can enjoy artistic stylings on the page, I definitely wouldn't spend $100 or more on them regularly. This Iron Man, he doesn't look like Iron Man to me. I kind of see it, but I think that what it is a 3A figure mashup. It's like, wouldn't it be cool if you took a 3A figure and gave him an arc reactor and a head that looks a little bit like Iron Man?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that that's your take. And, you know, I echo exactly what you're saying. I guess what I'd be more interested to find out if this hits the sweet spot for 3A fans. You know, is this what you guys were hoping for? Is this what you're expecting? Or is this kind of a type of offering to come out of the gate with?
Yes, absolutely. 3A fans, let us know what you think about this. Give us a call at 803-MARVEL-4 or send us an MP3 to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Here's the thing is, I'm not going to say that I hate the style. I don't. It's just not for me. But that doesn't mean that down the line, I might not see one that really strikes a sweet spot and go, oh, that looks really cool. I like that one-off situation. But looking at this Iron Man, yeah, I'll be honest, it was a little bit of relief because based on their reputation, if it looked comic-styled or if it looked movie-styled, I was just going to buy it based on what I've heard of their rep. And seeing it, it's like, no, I don't need that. And if somebody does buy it out there, I would love to have you review it for our show.
It's back. Connecticut Comic Con returns to the Marriott Hotel in Trumbull, Connecticut, Saturday, August 24th. Meet top writers and artists from Marvel and DC like Mark Bagley, Ron Garney, J.M. DeMatteis, Tom DeFalco, Tom Palmer, and Ron Mars, plus many, many more. Be part of the fun as Connecticut Comic Con presents its first ever costume contest for adults and kids. Get your camera out. Take pictures of R5-D4, R2-D2, the Landspeeder, the Batmobile, Batpod, Batcycle, and much, much more. Over 180 tables of comic books, toys, cool stuff, movie posters for you to shop through. That's Connecticut Comic Con. All the thrills and excitements of a big city con in a little town. That's Connecticut Comic Con. www.comiccon2n.com. Tickets on sale right now.
And finally this week, last week was the last Toy Man Toy Show Marjorie and I will be going to for a while.
Are they not doing them?
They are, but the next one is July 14th. And what did Marjorie say July 16th was?
Comic-Con Day! That's the day we leave.
Well, like, that's your day buffer in there. You can still make it.
But we did have a good time at the latest Toy Man Toy Show, and we did record a little bit from there. Well, we just left the Toy Man Toy Show and Star Clipper down here in St. Louis.
Heavy many toys, I guess, because we had to make two trips to the car.
Surprisingly, there wasn't a lot of Marvel at Toy Man this time. Sometimes you go and it's just Marvel Legends and the 90s Toy Biz figures and the 4-inch scale, more than you can believe. This time, it actually was really Marvel light, but what they had was quality over quantity. First of all, I have never seen a collection of carded Secret Wars figures like they had here.
Yeah, there were a ton of them, and people were just clamoring over these Secret Wars figures. People were just stopping and looking at them.
They had an Electro on a gorgeous card for $225. Just some really nice stuff. We did end up picking up a few bargains, though. I've been still working on those 90s Toy Biz figures that I just love the depth of the character selection they've done. And they had the Generation X figure line at one booth there. Actually, two booths. One guy wanted $10 per figure, but another person wanted only five. And if I bought five, I'd get the sixth free. So I got six Generation X figures from that booth. It pays at Toy Man to not always buy at the first booth you find.
Yeah, there's such a wide variety of prices, so sometimes it's good to shop around and then go back and buy your stuff.
I also got one of the Toy Biz 10-inch Ghost Riders. I had one of these before, and he's still mint in package, but I noticed that just due to the age, the glow-in-the-dark plastic chain around him had snapped. So it was nice to be able to get a replacement. I saw those went for about $6 on eBay, but the shipping on them was $10, and Marjorie was able to use her feminine wiles to talk the guy down to just 10 bucks even for the figure.
It wasn't that hard. It was pretty easy to do.
And you also negotiated on a HeroClix Fing Fang Foom, which we've seen at this con many times, and every time we go, it's marked a little cheaper, a little cheaper, a little cheaper. It started off at $120, and it just kept getting marked down. Last time we went, it was $80. And I was really tempted to snap on it for $80, but I held off, and I am really glad I did.
Yeah, I picked it up for $45. Originally marked $50. And the guy, a little bit, he's like, I'm like, $45, here's the cash. Right away took it.
So that was the large item of the con. It was really big in box, never been opened. But what they had, like I say, was quality. There were some Sideshow collectibles there. There was a legendary scale Colossus bust. There were some Bowen statues. But there were some Marvel Legends. If you felt like paying $30, $40, $50 a figure, a Marvel Universe Giant Man Skrull for $50. So I didn't buy a whole lot. I just ended up getting those figures plus Fing Fang Foom. But hey, it was worth the trip.
Yeah, I think we had a good time, too.
Then we went down to Star Clipper, where they were having a massive sale.
everything in the store except Sideshow Collectibles, dang it, was at least 25% off. So I decided to go check it out. They had hardcover books 40% off, paperback books 25% off. Marjorie added to her t-shirt collection.
I did. I picked up a really cool Ghost Rider shirt by Junk Food.
It was awesome, I got to admit. And I ended up impulse buying, and I don't know if it'll be any good. I can't wait to get home and open it and find out. But they had a 75% off table. And on the 75% off table were the role-play Captain America shields and the latex Hulk masks and the kind of cheap Thor's hammer. But there was also a deluxe Thor's hammer. And this thing was originally marked $60, and it was 75% off. And I can't pass up a bargain like that.
No, you can't, of course. You never even wanted this at full price, though.
But it's 75% off. Think of the savings.
Again, and here lies the problem.
So we'll have to do a review of that to see if it was worth the $15 I spent. But it was a fun trip, nice weather, top-down day. And we will definitely be hitting up the next Toy Man Toy Show because it's hit or miss, but there usually seems to be something there in the way of a bargain or just a nice impulse buy find like that HeroClix.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun to go to.
Sounds like you guys had a good time again.
It was a lot of fun. It's funny that when we take Arnie's car, which is smaller than mine, we almost always fill it up. And when we take my car, because he filled it up his car last time, we get nothing.
We should just call that Arnie's Law. You know, there's Murphy's Law for everyday life, but when it's collecting, we'll just call it Arnie's Law.
But we're going to have to number them, though, because there's so many Arnie's Laws.
As for the Thor's hammer that I impulse bought at Star Clipper.
Wait, that's another Arnie's Law right there. Impulse buys.
Yeah. If we write down one law every week, we'll have a book before you know it.
Well, first of all, there's no wonder this hammer was on 75% discount. This isn't even from the movie.
It's not?
Copyright 2009.
Oh, so they've been sitting on those. They had tons of them. Am I allowed to hold it?
Are you worthy?
I'm always worthy.
I'm going to set it down. Let's see if you can pick it up.
It's very high quality cardboard.
You bought a cardboard Mjolnir?
I don't think it's cardboard. I think it's some sort of plastic.
It's cheap.
Is it really light?
Yes.
Not really light. It's not as light as the Hasbro Roleplay ones were. The handle does have some heft to it. I would say this weighs between 3 and 5 pounds. And it's all in the handle, though. The top, really light. It doesn't look like it's stone from the movie and the comics. I always thought Mjolnir was stone. Here, it's aluminum. It's like a chromed Thor's hammer.
Oh, see, I always got the impression that it was metal of some sort.
Really? I never got metal, but here, it has a tinfoil quality to it. And there's little slashes all over it like Wolverine got pissed off one day. Or was using it to sharpen the adamantium.
Might I inquire how much you paid for this cheap knockoff?
It was $60, but I got it for 75% off, so $15.
Ah, there you go.
I think it's a good desk prop. It is definitely a conversation starter, and it has this nice pleather strap at the bottom so I can do the hammer swing thing and break some lamps.
Let's not do that.
I might possibly concuss myself. We'll find out.
Marjorie, keep an eye on him over the next couple days. I want to make sure he's not out in the backyard trying to take off.
Well, this weekend, you and I found something cool to do, Arnie.
In Springfield, Illinois?
I know. That's kind of weird because we're Lincoln all the time here.
Finger Lincoln good.
Yes. Well, I like to run races, and in one of my race bags was a flyer for an Illinois Walk for Children, which, yawn, okay, another walk for some charity, blah, blah, blah. Except this one is sponsored by Marvel, and it's to prevent child abuse. And it's $10, you get a t-shirt, you walk a mile, which is nothing.
And yeah, then, I mean, a 5K is 3 miles, and
yeah,
this is 1 mile.
And I do 10Ks and half marathons, so this is nothing. This is literally a walk in the park at the park.
So it is literally a walk in the park.
Yes, it is. We could even take the dogs. But they're going to have Spider-Man and Iron Man there. There's a kids' carnival afterwards. It's like $3 for each of your children. And it's supposed to be a lot of fun to help raise money to prevent child abuse in Illinois. So I signed us up, and we're going to walk with some friends of ours and get some really cool Marvel shirts. I called and verified the shirt does have Iron Man and Spider-Man on it. And they'll be there, Iron Man and Spider-Man.
For Tobey Maguire and Robert Downey Jr. are coming.
If Robert Downey Jr. is going to be there, I'd be in line now. Not so much for Tobey Maguire.
He was great in Gatsby.
You saw Gatsby?
No.
Okay. It's a retrospective.
So yes, if you are in Springfield, come walk for charity. And if you're not, you can donate and support us walking. We will post the link from our webpage, marvelicioustoys.com. The walk is June 1st, so we would need donations pretty quick, but... That's very cool that Marvel is... They must be sponsoring these nationally. I can't imagine they looked and went, we're just going to do this in Springfield. So check your area.
I do have to take a little umbrage with whoever put together the graphic design for that, the Illinois Walk for Children. It's like they went to the geek guy and said, hey, we need a graphic for this. It's got Iron Man and Spider-Man. Make it look cool. And he used a Star Trek font.
Well, that's okay, because if you look at, like, the teams, because you can form a team to raise money, I think some people are just woefully misguided because some of the teams are the Justice League.
Can we be the Super Friends?
There's already a Super Friends team.
Oh. Be the Wonder Twins.
The Wonder Twins.
We actually did that when we got our wedding rings when we first
got married. That's the first thing we did when we got married. It was Wonder Twin powers activate! I suppose we have an issue.
Can we be the Legion of Doom?
I mean, whatever you want. That would be kind of foreboding for child abuse walk, but okay.
We lost focus a little bit on what's important here. That sounds like a good cause, though.
So that is our show for this week. Remember, if you enjoyed this show, please... Head to iTunes. There's a link to our iTunes feed on our homepage. And leave us a 5-star review. We really appreciate it because it helps others find us and find out to listen to us.
And you can also call us at 1-803-MARVEL-4.
Or you can send an MP3 to show@marvelicioustoys.com.
Let us know what you're finding in stores or review a figure, review a product. Next week, we're going to review some figures. We've got Hasbro's second wave of Marvel Legends figures and the built Ironmonger. And I've got some Marvel selects, Storm and Nightcrawler here, adding to my X-Men roster.
Uh-oh. So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and train with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds, as well as product reviews, on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin.
Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett.
Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended.
Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Oh, by the way, just mull this over, guys, while I say the opening credits. I just want you to know that Keisha, K$HA, drank piss live on TV. And with this, I'm going to start. Hello, and thank you for listening to Marvelicious Toys, issue 9.
I found a TJ Maxx by another name.
Yeah, they're the same show.
Wait, or was it Ross I went to? I went to Ross, didn't I?
Are you sure? Do you know what store you even went to?
I went to the one that's...
The new one?
Yeah.
That's Ross.
No. I definitely went to Gordman's. It was okay. The one next to Old Navy?
That's Gordman's.
Okay, I went to Gordman's.
Now who's getting old?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid, but it's like, I may have all of them, so only buy five. And this is unfortunately way too much of an insight into our real life for the listeners, because it's like, oh yeah, you were going to buy those, did you? I never saw them.
They're upstairs because I bought them at Walgreens. They're upstairs with the toothpaste I bought at Walgreens. In the bag still, waiting for you to use the new toothpaste. I'm a terrible wife, guys. I'm just not good at this whole housekeeping domestic crap.
But yet you're a wonderful wife, as judging by the toys I'm surrounded by.
You can also pre-order the next wave of Marvel Legends figures.
Did you almost call them Marjorie Legends?
Yeah, he did.
You can order the next Marjorie Legends.
Justin was getting excited about the Marjorie Legends. I don't know how to feel about that.
Do I need to start making action figures? Because I can. I just need some supplies. We can go to Michael's when we're done.
I think so.
Oh, look at the cute little bearded Mandarin in his homeless garb.
Bearded Mandarin sounds so much like a euphemism.
It does. It's like CanadianSexActs.org.
I was giving her the bearded Mandarin last night.
Is it Comic-Con time already?
There's two ways I can go with that joke. The first is, how many drinks do you have to give her first? Or the second is, do you have to gargle after? So.
Oh!
Yeah. Trevor? Behave.
Ole, 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 ole.
Did he fall asleep?
And one other piece of news came out since our last regular show. And
I'm sorry, what show? Oh!
Bunch of baby ducks, send them to the moon. Awesome.
I'm always worthy.
I'm going to set it down. Let's see if you can pick it up. You want me to put the hammer down?
What's with your southern accent?
He was a wrestling announcer for a second.
I can't get it up.
I have that problem. I think so.
Oh, there you go. I'm worthy. It's very high quality cardboard. I made the dog bark.
You want to close the door?
You bought a cardboard Mjolnir?
It's my fault for knocking. It wasn't their fault.
That's right. They thought someone's at the door.
It's okay. Sorry, I was chewing again.
That's okay. He's screaming at me to the phone number. I'm like, what the f*** is the phone
number? It's in the note. I put it in the notes this time.
Okay. Why was I prepared for that? Why would I think after 3 years you're doing that?
Yeah, that's the first time.
Yeah.
It's not so the first time.
So don't get indignant if I don't notice something you did for the first time in 87 episodes or 83 episodes. Or you can send an MP3 to show@marvelicious.com.
Marvelicious Toys. I have a typo.
Oh, for sake now. Come on. How do you expect me to perform to my top ability if you can't even get the cue cards right? Let Justin do that one then.
Or you can send an MP3 to show@marvelicioustoys.com.